Danielle. Here. We're hungry. Go and sit over there because mommy's been sitting there, all right? Please. Thank you, Danielle. You sure you don't want to try another calamari?
So.
You're sure?
No, I don't want them.
Yes, okay, that's all you have to have. A little salt on there? Does it taste better?
What about these?
And those? Just roll them by the salt. Here. On the chicken too? Come on. Let's try and put any salt on it. There you go. All set? Would you like me to cut you some more?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yes.
What's the magic word?
Yes. We didn't get this one.
I didn't. Well, I did, but if you want me to cut it small.
Yeah.
You guys want me to get a story while you're eating lunch?
Yeah.
Do this to me. How about dinosaurs? Mean, awful,
yes.
Flesh-eating dinosaurs? Why don't you, can I scoot you over here?
No.
Nope, then you won't see the pictures.
I like it.
Tell a story. I bet you can't guess which one is Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus, I bet again.
You bet again? Hold on. Which one, Liam? This one? No, this is a very long
one. This one!
Yes, it is this one. You know how you can tell?
No.
Okay, let's see. So next time you can get the clues. See the tail spike? And what does he use that tail spike for?
To defend himself.
Uh-huh. From whom do you think he defends himself?
From this one.
What's this one?
Not from Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus? Yeah. Rex. That's kind of mean. All right. So, but also, look what he has on his
back.
Spines. Exactly. He's got lots of spines on his back. So when you see all those spines, and what's his head like? Small or big?
Small.
Mm. Small head. Lots of spines or plates, and then a tail spike, three-pronged tail spike. You can be sure that that's a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton, okay? I mean,
just Tyrannosaurus.
Stegosaurus. All right. Okay, now this one that you were pointing to, you know what that one's called?
Triceratops.
Triceratops, exactly. And you know that tri means three. And what does he have three of, do you think?
Two. This.
What's this? This. Yes, three. Horns. Three horns. Let's count. One, two, three. Three horns. Okay, I guess that's it. So, look, he's got a bony plate here in his head. Three horns there. Triceratops. Okay, three. All right, can you tell me what other skeletons you see?
What the show is?
Brontosaurus. Well, it's a Diplodocus, but it does look like a brontosaurus.
Look!
Struthiomimus.
Struthiomimus.
Okay, alright. Why did you think that was a brontosaurus then? It does kind of look like a brontosaurus, doesn't it?
Which one?
This one. Why do you think it looks like a brontosaurus?
Why is it?
No, it's called the Diplodocus. Why do you think it looks like a brontosaurus, though?
Looks like a brontosaurus.
Well, this one looks like it's
not one. That is a one that's always showing me.
Well, let's see about the stars. We can find one. This Brontosaurus or Tyrannosaurus. Saltosaurus. That kind of looks like a Brontosaurus, doesn't it? Look how big it is. And this one? What is that?
The Brontosaurus waves.
Uh-huh. Do you know, how can you tell?
Long
claws and sharp teeth that are long. Looks like. How many legs does it walk on?
Two. No, not one, two, three, and four.
It's not walking on these now, is it?
No.
Wow. Those are teeny weeny legs. Okay. Let's see what else we have. Woohoo! Here's some of our dinosaurs. Let's look. Now that was Liam's favorite page. Where's yours, Sonia?
Look at this big one.
That's a Stegosaurus. This one, why? Because it is, but no, it's got to be a different reason. Why do you like this one? Let me guess. You like it because the Stegosaurus is a really nice dinosaur and always treats other dinosaurs respectfully, right? That says please and thank you?
No.
And is very, and tries to give them presents and defend them from other mean dinosaurs? Is that why you like it?
No.
Why? No. You know what I see?
What?
Terrible, horrible, meat-eating dinosaur ripping another dinosaur into bloody shreds. Is that why you like it? Oh, well, let's see what we have here.
Do you want any more?
No, any more? Here's some. Peas.
That's Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex, king of the reptiles. Tyrannosaurus Rex was one of the biggest meat-eaters ever to live on the earth. Wow. Wasn't there something about, pack hunters. Remember looking at the pack hunters before?
I could send this to my favorite dinosaur.
You're going to show me what? What's your favorite dinosaur?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one. And this one.
You want to see?
This one.
You want to see? Hold on. Liam, let me show some of your favorites, okay? That one! What is it? What kind of dinosaur is it?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Are you sure? Is it Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Read it.
Okay, it says.
I'm going to start on it, please.
Huh?
I'm going to start on it, please.
You want a salt touch, please? Here. It says, some dinosaurs had a row of spines along their back from head to large tail helped dinosaurs to balance as they moved forward. Most dinosaurs had a bumpy, scaly skin. Muscular hind legs allowed meat eaters to chase their prey. Short arms were used for grasping prey. Sharp teeth lined the powerful jaws of many meat-eating dinosaurs.
More chicken. Yes.
Here you go. Have a couple of spoonfuls of peas first, okay?
Okay.
Where's your spoon? He got it. So where was the blue spoon? Can you go on over there and get that, please? Samuel, would you like a little chicken too, honey? What do you say to your brother? What do you say to your brother? Should I give him a blue spoon then? What do you say, Mom? Thank you. Do you want a little chicken somewhere?
Nope.
No. Alright, so it says. Let's see, dinosaurs roamed the earth for over 150 million years.
How many years is it?
Oof. I could not count up to that many. Do you know that?
No.
Because it would take me like 2 days and two nights if I started. So long. Then they mysteriously died out. These reptiles varied from fierce killers to gentle plant eaters. Okay. So we've already seen this Tyrannosaurus Rex. Huh? This is your favorite?
Yeah.
Well, let's see Liam's other favorite.
Okay, so. This one. I like this one. And this one.
Which one are you next? Which one did you like?
That one.
This one.
Why? I have more piece, please.
You don't? Okay. Teaspoons.
How many?
Two. Two more, and then I'll give you some more chicken. Okay. They're pretty good, aren't they? What did you eat them all?
No. I'm not going to eat all of them.
Really? Okay. Let's see. What other page shall I read? I'll start flipping through, and then you tell me what page it is. Okay. This one. Do you like how this dinosaur looked?
Mm-hmm. I wanna like this one, and I like this one, and I like this one.
I'm thinking of this one though. And you like which one and this one? Oh, okay.
I like this one, this one, and this one. Oh, I like all of them.
You like all of them? Mm. Okay. This one, do you know which one this one is, Liam?
Brontosaurus.
No, the Brontosaurus. Oops.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. I'll pick it up. Naps! Here. Here. Go for it. Would you like me to put some more peas in here?
Yes, please.
Hmm? Oh, I'm going to cut your chicken off. Here, you know a way to avoid that? Samir, hold on. You know how to avoid it falling like that? We might fail because it was over the edge, and then when you press down on it, it's tip. So if you keep it back behind the edge, then it won't tip.
What's up on the edge?
Huh? Salt on. You do that. Okay. Knife. Yeah, well, can I read and cut at the same time, do you think? Wait. Here. Liam, I'll cut you up this part. And then if you want the other part as well, you let me know.
What's my fork?
That's a good question. Here. Oh no, that's your fork. This is something. Here we go. Dinosaur world. Now this is a stegosaurus. Remember?
You put salt on it.
On your chicken now.
Salt on it. I put it on.
Ah, okay. That one underneath is quite a lot of it, okay?
And this one?
Yes, just, touch it under with that one there, okay. Stegosaurus. You know why it's Stegosaurus? Remember how you can tell what Stegosaurus is?
Because it has spines on its tail and spines up.
Points on its tail and spines up. Mm-hmm. And how big is it? That small or big?
Big.
Does it look big there? Okay. Dinosaur facts. Duck-billed dinosaurs could chew through really tough plants because their jaws and teeth were so powerful. This is a plant-eating dinosaur. Okay.
I hope they could do this one, but not that one.
Huh?
Nothing.
How big is this? Are you asking me how big this one is? No. Do you want to read this one?
How big is this one?
How many kilos? Probably a lot of kilos. You know what it's called? It's called a Barosaurus. It says it could nibble leaves from treetops. And can you imagine why?
Because it's so long.
Because because its neck is so long. And like a giraffe, huh? They were so massive that nothing dared to attack a healthy adult because they were so enormously big that nothing could look. Even the Tyrannosaurus looks puny besides this Brontosaurus. The Tyrannosaurus could be crushed to little teeny bits by that Brontosaurus's paws. You see? Oh, look at this. You know what this is, these yellow cars are here?
No.
They're taxi cabs. And you know, did you know that in New York, taxi cabs are all in yellow?
Hi.
So people know which ones they are. And that's where Una lives. And so when she gets taxis a lot, so she must ride in yellow taxi cabs a lot.
No? What about this one?
That right? Car? Oh, that's not a taxi. Then. That's just someone's car.
This one.
That one, see? But a lot of these are yellow because a lot of the cars on the street in New York are yellow. Because most of them are taxis, you see.
I need some salt.
Some salt? Where?
He didn't say please.
He didn't say please. Mia! Would you like some chicken too? Or you want some pies? Sorry, honey, did I smack you?